All right, let's get to hour number three. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. This show is coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. All right, third hour's busy. We're going to go back-to-back to start this hour. I've got Mike Daniels coming up momentarily. I have an NFL draft prospect in Caleb Farley coming up after that. I've got the ATP before the end of the program. I've got Ben Askren on the Jim Rome podcast, episode 170, coming up a little bit later on. Quickly, some reaction after this. As promised, we're joined by the big man himself. He is a defensive tackle for the Bengals. He is a Pro Bowler. He re-signed with Cincinnati last month. He started 11 games for Cincinnati last season. 252 tackles, 50 tackles for loss, 30 sacks, 71 quarterback hits, and an interception over his career. He set the Guinness World Record for fastest time to lace a shoe. Played his college ball at Iowa, 132nd pick overall in 2012. He is Mike Daniels. Mike, it's good to have you back. How you doing, Mike?
Tim, that intro, man. Once again, thank you. Thank you. But I'm one for excellent journalism. You're an excellent journalist, so I want to make sure you always have all the facts. That Guinness World Record was actually broke by a young lady later that year in 2018. So I'm no longer in the record holder, unfortunately.
Okay, but if we're being factually sound, Mike, I said you set the world record for fastest time, and that's still true.
That's still very true, very true, very true. Also, talk about a record. I had the longest fumble return for a touchdown in Lambeau Field by a rookie. You know, so I don't know. They always seem to not give that one. I think they don't want them knowing that I used to be a great running back, that I can run the ball. I don't know what it is.
All right, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you credit for that, and I'm going to say that they can hang that thing up on a wall because that's not coming down. No one's going to break that. My man, Mike Daniels.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad. All right, so do we need to set the record on anything else before you and I proceed? I want to make sure we're doing this the right way and we're proper.
That I'm extremely excited to get ready to get back to kicking some butt on the field. Set the record on that.
Listen, I can tell already because I've been watching you on Instagram. I would ask you how the offseason's going, but I'm seeing how your offseason is going. You are busting your ass in workouts. How have the workouts been going? How are you feeling physically and mentally right about now? Because, Mike, you sound great.
If we had to play tomorrow, I'm ready to rock, okay? It's all about my plan, and I got to really attribute that to my trainer. Jay Caldwell, TBR training. I tag him all the time. And, I mean, he's a humble guy. He doesn't post much, so I post what we do. And, you know, he's got a real good plan. I'm starting the offseason healthy for the first time in two different off seasons, and we are really, really ready. Just super ready, like unbelievably ready.
Like how?
You know what I mean? We're going to the arcade playing DDR. Getting that foot speed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not messing around.
No, you're not. I can tell, and I can hear it in your voice. Like, how good is it to be able to go into an offseason and feel good and be able to let it rip and do what you need to do to get ready? How good does that feel?
Well, it's one thing to feel good. I feel amazing. See what I'm saying? I felt good for 7 years of my career. Now I feel amazing. And that's a completely different thing. I don't know if it's that veteran wisdom, or it's just the fact that I got a whole different method of training that we got in place here, but it's definitely different, man. You know, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product here. You know, when I step on the field across some opposition, the work I'm putting in has got me. I've never felt this prepared this early before at any point in my career, and going back to the same team gives me a huge advantage. I feel like a young man. Like it's my first year all over again. Like a first year guy.
We're talking to Mike Daniels, defensive tackle with the Bengals. Mike, I got to know, when you talk about the work you're putting in, I mean, I can hear the excitement. You love the grind. Do you love the actual grind itself and the process, or do you love what it's going to do for you?
I mean, both. Like, I was going to speak to how much I love the grind, but then seeing the finished product, that's equally as exciting. See what I'm saying? And when you step on the field and you know that all that work is going into this one play that you're about to play, all that work gives you the opportunity to have that one play. See, a lot of times we overlook the one play. we're blessed. And careers are compilations of many, many one plays. So you got to appreciate every one play you get. And there's a lot that goes into that, right? And I learned so much with the new training, and now I can return and be even better prepared than last year. You know, like I know the system. I've had to step into three different coordinators the last three seasons. Now I'm able to be with the same guy 2 years in a row.
I was going to ask you, and I think you answered it in part, like you re-signed with the Bengals last month. What did you take away from your time last year that made you know that that's where you wanted to be, that you wanted to stay there, that you didn't want to go someplace else?
The coaching. Coach Zach Taylor, I can't say enough great things about my man Zach. Like, he's awesome. And then we got Joey Burrow at quarterback. I basically get to see, like, one of the young greats. And I get to actually be there, right? Be that anchor on one of his first few defenses earlier in his career, right? Because he's going to have some other great guys later on. But, like, it's a great opportunity to help make the playoffs. Between Coach Taylor, he's getting a full second year with Joe. That's a good coaching and quarterback combination. And I'm just glad that I get to be part of it. Coach Taylor respects his vets. You know, he's a player's coach. He's just the kind of guy. I can't say enough great things about him. And quite frankly, that's why you see a lot of us getting free agents.
That is high praise for a young coach. Mike Daniels joining us. Now, when you talk about him being a player's coach, when you talk about how he understands and he respects the vets, you're now entering your 10th season in the league. So few guys make it in the NFL. A tiny fraction of those guys make it to the league, end up playing for 10 years. How much pride is there for you in reaching that number?
That getting into the double digits is... It's hard to explain, really, just how amazing and overwhelmingly, like you just how much emotion that you feel regarding that. I was told my rookie year by a veteran, I think you're going to be a 10-year guy, just stay doing the right thing. And now that I finally got there, I just never thought it was a possibility. It's just such a great accomplishment. Great accomplishment. Done many things, but that one right there, that takes the cake.
Mike Daniels joining us. Mike, how'd you do that? I mean, I can tell in the way you just described it that you kind of got emotional even talking about that and what that means to you and what a milestone that is to you. How did you survive and thrive 10 years in that league? What did that involve for you personally?
First and foremost, I always had to give it up to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's before anything. And just... The NFL is it ain't for the faint of heart, you know, and you have to build like that from the ground up. From when I was a young man till now, I've been preparing, you know. My dad, he made sure we were exercising in the house. We got to Iowa, he stayed on my tail then, and then when I got drafted, he said, you know what to continue to do. I can't teach you how to play football, but I can make sure you're staying on top of the things you need to do. And that accountability is there. My body is ready for the punishment. My body's ready for the punishment.
Mike Daniels is joining us, man. I feel like getting my body ready for the punishment just hearing that. You know, you and I talked last season, and we talked about the mentality that it takes. We talked about the standard being the standard. Remind me, was it your father who hammered that into you, the standard being the standard, or did you pick that up someplace else?
That's my dad all the way. Both my parents, my dad and my mom. And my mom, you weren't allowed to miss practice. Headache, you break an arm, you better get some rubber tests, and it ain't matter. You know what I'm saying? She's from the old country. My dad's, you know, tough guy from the inner city. So I get the best of both worlds, man. That's definitely completely from my parents. My sister, who's 12 years older than me, she's a 20-year military vet. So I wasn't getting no slack from her either. My granddad was a cop. And, you know, lawyer, discipline runs through my family. Runs to it.
Mike Daniels, my guest. Discipline and toughness. So, like, when you get to the NFL, does everybody understand that the standard is the standard and that you need that toughness, that discipline? Or are there some young players that really are actually good enough to get there without actually knowing about the standard being the standard? And then do you have to communicate that to them?
Everybody understands that they have to, that it's grueling. You have to put a lot of work. That's going to be hard. And that's where the vets have to come in to let them know how hard it's actually going to be. I don't think anybody comes into the NFL just thinking that they can sleepwalk through it. I don't care how talented you were in high school, college, you know, or amongst your rookie class. But it's the veteran's job. It's the veteran's job to have the guys prepared, right? Everybody has a chip on their shoulder and a point to prove. Even the number one overall pick. Because they have to size the dollars and say there's a reason why I'm the number one overall pick. So everybody has something to prove. Doesn't matter who you are.
And Mike, what about that number one overall pick? Like, he's got something to prove. He's got to justify that he was the number one pick overall. But what makes him different? What makes him unique? What makes him an outlier? Why is he so special?
Well, being blessed to be able to play with two of them in my career with Stafford and Burrow is that there's a different understanding. There's a different understanding with those guys, right? Like, they know that not only do they have their team on their back, the organization, their franchise, but they're carrying the entire NFL legacy on their back, right? You're the number one overall pick. That means something. And there's a big responsibility that comes with that. And every number one overall pick who I've played against, played with, they've all carried that. They've carried that weight. And they've done it in the most respectable way. So there's only one. Every year, there's only one.
It could be a real burden. If you're not prepared, if you don't have broad shoulders, man, that could crush you. But if you're one of those guys who gets it, understands it, prepares like it, has a skill set for it, that's where the magic happens. Now, listen, anybody who's ever seen you or watch you play knows the power and the strength that you bring to it. But I want you to go back to a video you posted on Instagram earlier this month where you were on a date night and playing Dance Dance Revolution. For anybody who has not seen this, let me just say, the big fella can move some. How would you describe your footwork and your skills?
Well, as a guy who's had two foot injuries that would end people's careers, I'd like to say that my feet are doing really good. They're super quick, very athletic, and sometimes you got to show people that hey, I'm a big guy, but them hips, them toes, they get the moving, man. They get the moving. You know, and it's funny because I used to play the game a lot, and I would say it to my wife, I'm not going to lie, the game does feel different at 31, 310 pounds versus 14 years old, 150 pounds. Way different. You know, but I'm making it to a workout. My wife was recording, but she jumped on there, got on the arrows as well. And it's just fun. Just fun. I'm very excited that we actually have one around my way, and I go every weekend.
Good, dude. I like that. And I think you've got tremendous moves for a man your size. You mentioned what it's like to be maybe 14, a buck 50. Do you even remember what life was like when you were a 150-pound athlete?
Yeah, I got pummeled all the time. So that's actually what really drove me to continue to take my training to the next level, right, with really getting into the weight room, right? Walked into high school at about a buck 40, and I left 240, right? So I wasn't screwing around, man. I definitely ate my fruits, vegetables, and lean meats, if you will, and I lived in the weight room. So those days were challenging, though. Getting on the football field, I remember my first practice, and our varsity fullback, you know, I'm holding the bag. He bumps into me. I go rolling on my tail, head over heels, right? Literally. And I say, yeah, I can't let that happen to me again. I need to get in the weight room.
Wow, man, that's awesome. That is awesome. All right, so final thought. If some young lady ripped your Guinness World Record, are you looking to rip it back, or are you looking to get another world record, or is that a one-off? How are you approaching that?
Of course. Okay, listen, records are meant to be broken, but they can be broken by the same person who set them before, right? So I need to make sure I get my record back, right? And then I'm going to try to find another one, too, to set. That's what it's all about, being a leader, right? Let me go set a record and then encourage some other people to break it.
And then remind them the standard is the standard, no matter what, in any walk of life.
That's right.
He is a Pro Bowler. He is a defensive tackle with the Bengals. He does not feel good. He feels amazing. He played his college ball at Iowa. Michael, say it again, man. I appreciate the friendship. I respect you. I admire you. And I'm glad that you come on this show and you and I can chop it up like that. It's always a blast.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to when we can get in person again, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Until next time, my brother, I will be playing me some DDR to get some new videos.
You got it. I love it. Can't wait to see it.
You got to try it out yourself.
I will, man. You know I will. I can't wait to see it. Mike Daniels. He just makes it better. My man, the big man, he makes everything better. Hope you enjoyed that. Check him out on Instagram. I do. I love watching him and following him, and I love that energy, and I love that passion. 1-800-636-8686. Re-upped with the Bengals. Have you ever heard, and I'll be honest, I've never heard him rave about Zach Taylor the way he did. That was really interesting. Raved about his young head coach. I mean, one thing to rave about a young franchise quarterback, everybody does. But he raved. He said, that's my guy. That's my guy, and we got that combination of a great coach and a great young quarterback, and this is where I want to be. I also love that take about, yeah, I don't feel good. I don't feel great. I feel amazing. And you know, guys like to post their workout videos. His are mesmerizing. I love watching the big fella work out. He gets after it now. When we return, more on the upcoming NFL draft. The other thing I took from that, I don't want to say he got choked up, but you could tell how much it meant to him that he made it 10 years in the NFL. The price that he paid, the sacrifices he made, the work that he put in, you could tell. Man, he was just bursting with pride, and he should. Big, big Mike Daniels fan. Caleb Farley, an NFL draft prospect, joins me when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Still love my man Mike Daniels, the big man shot out of a cannon. And correcting me, that he didn't just feel great, he felt amazing. There's a distinction to be made. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they are focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions, powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what is next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. So it's been a great day. Wednesdays are great. Man, I'm telling you, Wednesdays are great here. My guy, Chris Beard, came on. First time he's been on since he accepted that job at Texas. Love that conversation. The beef segment was great. Mike Daniels was great. Well, I've been great. That goes without saying. The XR4TI is getting it done. We are currently efforting Caleb Farley, who I like quite a bit. I've never spoken to him. He's not been on this program, but he's got a really good story. So we'll have that for you, too. Quickly, some reaction. Drew in West LA is in. Draft prospects, I don't know. Maybe a stout, a Pilsner, an IPA, a lager, Hefeweizen. I'll decide when I get there. Signed, beer guy. Not those drafts, Drew. NFL draft prospects. Romy, mashing McMuffins. Psst, please.
Psst, please.
I molest McRibs. Regards, Brian McRibber. Geoff and Lincoln. Wore the McDonald's cashier shouting, Jesus. I don't know, Geoff. I think in a lifetime of absolutely crappy submissions from you, that's the first time I've ever stopped and had to laugh in the midst of one of your submissions. And your moment of glory has just been wrecked because I've got a guest This is way more important than anything you could ever do or say on this program. All right, we're joined right now by a former Virginia Tech cornerback. He was a first-team All-ACC-er. He led the ACC in passes defended in 2019. He finished for second in the conference in interceptions back in 2019. He did not play last year. The NFL draft gets underway on April 29th. Caleb Farley is my guest. Caleb, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you on. I've been looking forward to it. So let me ask you, we are 15 days out from the first round. I know that the draft preparation process may not have gone exactly the way you had hoped it would, but what has the process been like for you, and then how much are you looking forward to hearing your name called?
What the process has been for me is this has been a true humbling experience. I'm still excited and still, you know, grateful for the opportunity because, you know, I've been living out my dream since I was a little kid. So I'm just getting excited the closer it gets, and I'm just excited to find out what team's going to pick me so I can continue moving forward and get ready for the season.
Caleb Farley, my guest. You know, I should probably explain what you and I are talking about. You were unable to participate in the Virginia Tech Pro Day because you were recovering from a procedure on your back. For those who do not know, what was the procedure, and how do you feel now that it's been done?
Yeah, for those who don't know, I was cleaning up something that I did in 2019 that, I left untouched with the, you know, advice I was getting at the time. But I had a discectomy. So they shaved the outpatient procedure. They went in and shaved did the discectomy on my L5 S1 level, that day I woke up and walked out of the hospital. And, you know, a day later, you know, traveled back to Virginia Tech for my pro day. So I'm feeling good, but I'm taking it slow because I know just because you're feeling good, you know, you're still liable to get injured or hurt yourself by trying to move too fast. So I'm just, you know, doing my work rehab and taking my time with it.
You know, I think it's smart because I know you want to jump back in there and you want to hit that thing as hard as you can, but you got to be smart about it. There's something that I'm really impressed with, though. Like, I mean, it would be very understandable for somebody in your situation to be frustrated by the way that played out, to not be able to participate in your pro day. But you said, quote, "I truly tried to find a way where I'm not bitter about the situation or frustrated because as far as now, it's out of my control." End of quote. I'm curious, you know, especially as a young person, how are you able to maintain a positive mentality despite that challenge and despite something that probably was frustrating?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had two great parents and, I have a great support team around me that kind of keeps me level-headed and, you know, always sends me in the right direction. So, you know, I got a lot of love behind me. So, you know, it just, that's what's in my heart. So that's just how I try to live by.
Caleb Farley, my guest, you mentioned your parents. Let me ask you about your dad, Robert. Your dad, Robert, told The Athletic that you said to him at one point, "I want to become a pro football player. Will you help me, Dad?" His response was, "Son, I'm going to put it like this. I'll do all I can to help you. If that's what you want, I will guard you. I will give you all the pointers. I will help you in every way I can for you to live out that dream." What did it mean to you to have that support, that full buy-in and that all-in support from your dad?
Yeah, it's like, you're not going in it alone. You're not doing it alone. It's just, you know, a reassurance that somebody is here with you, you know, emotionally and physically. At the same time, so it's good to not be able to do that alone, and you know, to have somebody like your father, who's older than you and wiser than you, to be able to kind of just, you know, tell you how to look at things sometimes. So it's been a blessing for me.
Caleb, when I said to you, "Where did you get this mindset from and this perspective?" and your response was, "I've had great parents." I want to say also, some people might know this, but when you were young, your mother, Robin, was diagnosed with cancer. And then after treatment, it initially subsided, and then it returned, and then she passed away on January 2nd, 2018. Can you share with us, what was your mom like as a person, and what kind of an impact did she have on you?
Yeah, my mom was a sweetheart. You know, she had a lot of love in her heart for people. And, you know, she tried to treat everybody, you know, and love them, you know, almost more than she loved herself, but more than she loved herself. So she was just a sweetheart. She was a heavy believer in Christ. And, that's who she was. You know, that's who I knew as my mother. So that's just, you know, she gave me my whole outlook with my faith and everything like that. So, like I said, that's why I said I had great parents. You know, I think that's why I've had success.
You're something else, man, to have that kind of perspective. Like, I want to say to you, my father had cancer, and I lost him, but I was older. I was in my late 20s, and that was not an easy thing to do, and I can remember what it was like to go through that. Justin Fuente, and I do want to talk about your football ability and skills in a minute, but Justin Fuente said that when he called you to express his condolences on the passing of your mom, you were the one cheering him up, and you were the one making him feel good. He told The Athletic, quote, "I think that's a gift. He's got that gift. He's got a great outlook. He's got a great family," end of quote. Again, I want to ask you, I mean, you'll tell me it's because of my family, but how were you able to have that outlook, and how is it that you were able to cheer others up who were sad and calling to express their condolences?
Yeah, I think that's something that I got from my mother. It's just, you know, the heart. You know, you're trying to show love to people and make sure, you know, I didn't want Coach Fuente feeling like, you know, bad or, you know, because I was in his drill or something, you know, he got to watch it. I didn't want him feeling bad or nothing like that. I knew I was still in God's hands, and I knew at the end of that trial, you know, I would be blessed immensely. So, you know, my first game after that, I had 2 interceptions in sack, and, you know, that's how my career started. That's a blessing at the end of the trial. That's happened to me many times in my life. So I'm really expecting for me to reap my blessing this year, this September, when the games start back.
Caleb, you know, I think I've seen this. I've done this a long time, and I think I've seen a lot of great athletes, and I've seen a lot of special athletes, and the ones that are truly special, the ones that are outliers, like, they know. They know they are, and they know they are, and they know they've been that way for a long time. Do you feel like you're one of those guys? Like, do you feel like, I know I'm special. I know I'm different.
I agree with you on what you just said, how you tell that, but yeah, I know I'm special. I believed I was special for a long time. You know, I don't think the moment can get too big for me at this point. You know, I think I'll under the lights, you know, I know how to perform.
All right, so in terms of what you actually bring to it, what's going to separate you from all the other corners in the draft? Because you've also said if a team wants the best corner in the draft, they're going to come and find me. And I love that statement. What's going to separate you from everybody else at that position?
I think what separates me from all the other corners in the draft is, you know, from the little bit of film that guys have on me, if they've seen another corner do something that I didn't show on my film, it wasn't nothing that I couldn't do or show in the future. You know, I think it's a lot of stuff on my film that other guys, it doesn't matter how far you look into the future, they just simply can't do what I was showing on my film. So I think that's why I'm the best corner in the draft, because at the end of the day, I can learn and do it. Like, if somebody's real technical, okay, I can learn and be real technical. If somebody's a good tackler, I can learn to be a good tackler. But it's like, I feel like I done some things on the field that you can't learn to do.
And not only that, you have not played the position that long either. You did not grow up playing that position per se. So when you talk about how is that? Is that an advantage to you or a disadvantage to you? And how'd you approach that?
I think it's an advantage to me, just because, you know, I'm just soaking everything up and gaining information. And I think it speaks volumes to truly know that that's not easy to do, to, you know, to pick it up and excel and you know, kind of like dominate your competition that fast. So I think it speaks volumes. You know, I feel like the next 3-4 years, the rest of my career, I'm gonna always continue to make jumps and improvement.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. One last thought: when you talk about what they'll see on film, when they look at you on film, I know you're studying film. Is there a cornerback, and you're your own guy, and you're going to play your own game, but is there a cornerback or cornerbacks in the NFL that you study? Who are the guys in that league that you might compare yourself to?
I mean, I wouldn't really compare myself to nobody, but I love watching, you know, Tre'Davious White play press man. I love watching Jaire Alexander, you know, from Charlotte. how he plays the game. I think he got a lot of swag in his play style. And, you know, I like how Jalen Ramsey's bringing, you know, physicality to the position. And he comes downhill and tackles, you know, like a safety at times. It's a lot of good corners, you know, a lot of great corners. And I enjoy watching them all because it's like now I'm a corner. You know, this is our art. This is what we're all, it's all like a brotherhood, I mean to say. So I'm not, you know, never pulling against anybody. So I enjoy watching everybody, you know, make their plays.
I love that, man. I appreciate that. I like that you're running on that kind of fuel, that it's a brotherhood, it's a fraternity, nothing but respect. We're all taking care of our game. He is a former Virginia Tech cornerback. He was a first-team All-ACC-er. I ran down those stats. He didn't play last year, but projected to be a very high pick. The draft gets underway April 29th. Caleb, nice to meet you. Nice to have you on the show. And like I say to all the greats, the future greats, find out where you're going to live and work, and I'd love to run you down again soon.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll stay in touch.
Let's stay in touch. I like that. I appreciate it. Appreciate you too. Caleb Farley. Man, that's a rare young dude on and off the field. This is why we're trying to run down as many prospects as possible. If you're a diehard football fan, college football fan, you know him. You already know him. You know what he's about. If you're somebody that is not as locked in, maybe you hear that interview and say, you know what, that's a really interesting young man. I'm going to watch. I'm going to see where he ends up and track his career. That's why we do this every single year. All right, we will return. Good day, man. Good day. Good reaction that I still have not gotten to. And again, my day does not end at 12:01. The XR4TI, the day does not end at 12:01. We have other work to do after the work, namely a podcast. I got to finish up with Ben Askren. Got some other stuff on the side that I'm working on, too. Some other stuff on the side that I'm working on that if you want to learn about, go to my Instagram feed. I talk about it over there. Good stuff. Interesting stuff. Fun stuff. Again, really impressed with Caleb Farley. You know, I do say to some of those guys, when you realize where you're going to live and work, I'll run you down. I love that he said to me at the end, stay in touch. I thought that was very personal and very cool and, like, sincere. Like, he meant it. Yeah, stay in touch.
All keep right, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll stay in touch.
We'll stay in touch. You know, and keep in mind, he and I have never spoken before. I hope we do, my man. I would love to stay in touch. He's got a lot of it and a lot of presence. That thing about his mom. That his mom passed away. And again, I love the way he answered that question. When I said, where did you get a perspective and a mentality like that? He said, I've had really good parents. What he did not say in that answer was, my mom passed away when I was young. He said, I've had really good parents. And then as a young person, when his mother passes away and the coach calls to offer condolences, he's the one cheering the coach up. I don't know. I'm so impressed with that. And then when somebody like that says, I know I'm the best corner. If a team wants the best corner, they will take me. But didn't say it in a way that was like false bravado. I mean, he believes it in his heart. And here's why. I just thought that was a really interesting young guy and a really good interview. And I've been watching him and I love his skill set. He's a different kind of player now. Tremendous upside. There aren't very many corners in the NFL. This is my own kind of lay opinion. I don't see too many guys, even in the league right now, at that size, that move the way he does. And again, he did not take to that position until fairly recently. He's going to get so much better. And it's one thing to soak it up like a sponge. But like he said, I can do whatever you need me to do. I can do whatever you ask me to do. I can pick these things up quickly. Really good. Good stuff. All right, so let's get to the ATP. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. ATP today. Hi, Jim. Could you give up coffee? Thanks. Bella B. in Calgary. Hi, Bella. Could you give up vodka? Just kidding, Bella. Just kidding, Bella. Bella, you know the answer to that.
Coffee,
No. No, Bella, you know. That's one of my favorite questions. If I had to give up my Friday, Saturday cocktails or my Monday through Friday, my Monday through Sunday coffee, if I had to make the impossible choice, what would I give up? I'm giving up the cocktails.
Coffee's for closers.
And I'm a cocktail guy on Friday night and Saturday night. I love coffee, yo. I love coffee. And frankly, I kind of need coffee. I'm not giving up coffee, no. Yo. Short of a doctor or somebody I respect saying to me, give it up or you're dead. Give it up or you've got 5 years to live. No, why would I? No. No, Bella, could you? Absolutely not. You're still the queen of the ATP. And she won Elks contest too, right? Romy. Okay, so I tried to read this submission from Geoff before we had our conversation with Caleb Farley. Let me try this again. Romy, mashing McMuffins? Psst, please.
Please.
I molest McRibs. Regards, Brian McRibber. Geoff and Lincoln wore the McDonald's cashier shouting, Jesus Christ, it's Brian Weber. Whenever he visits a McDonald's during the McRib offseason.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
It's not okay to just keep writing and screaming JC Blass. I'm not here for that. But every once in a while, one gets through. Like, JC, it's Brian Weber.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
It's Jason Bourne, it's Brian Weber. Dear Jim, did that mailman really complain about people not taking mail out of their box every day? You are a freaking mailman for a living. I find it hard to empathize with somebody who did not aspire to anything higher than being a real-life Cliff Clavin. Pipe down, Cliff. Lee in Hartford. Yo, bro. Lee, I don't know who your mail dude is, but if he's got any spine whatsoever, he will be waiting for you at the box to give you the hands. I find it hard to empathize with somebody who didn't aspire to anything higher than being a real-life Cliff Clavin. Dude, I really don't care what you do in life. As long as you do it to your best of your ability. If you're going to be somebody who delivers the mailman, be the best damn mailman ever. If you're going to be a plumber, be the best damn plumber ever. By the way, we need all these things. How the hell is your mail going to get there, Lee? How is your toilet going to get fixed? Lee, can you do all these things yourself, Lee? That's a bad take, Lee. Just a bad take. Jim, that guy who talked about a coworker touching him is not lying. I guarantee you it's true because it happens where I work. The one guy cannot come in the morning or leave in the afternoon without coming up behind me and putting both hands on my shoulders. I'm 53 and bald, so I know I'm quite a catch. But what the hell is up with that? It must be the Peloton that I've been riding religiously for a year and a half. Mike and Jax. All right, this is a very interesting point. And it begs the question, right? If what you're saying is you know that guy is telling the truth because you have a guy like that in your office, then what you're really saying is every office has one. And if what you're saying is every office has one, you're then going to ask me, Rome, who's that guy in your office? And I'm going to have to answer honestly. Alvin.
Dude, now.
Dear OJ, wipe the knife off, Juice.
Wipe the knife off, Jan.
Signed, Johnny Cochran.
Oh.
Paul in Albany. Oh.
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 I was watching the Menendez special. Oh, and I forgot to see the end of it.
Oh.
Oh, except I remembered how it ended. Go ahead, just say it. Wipe the shotgun off, Eric. Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. That didn't help. Never does. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com, or you just go and stop right on by. Bam! What a good Wednesday show. My thanks to my guy, Chris Beard. My thanks to my other guy, Mike Daniels. My thanks to, he doesn't know it yet, my soon-to-be guy, Caleb Farley. Ben Askren is my guest on the Jim Rome podcast, Ep 170. It's good. It's really good. How do I know? I've already done it. Really good. Look for that. We're going to push that out in about an hour. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Wipe the knife off, Jan.